Hi there, I'm Barbara Turley, and you're watching another episode of Feminine Wealth TV, the show that uncovers the diamond tips on creating truly conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. How difficult is it to be a millionaire? Well, my guest today, she thinks it's pretty easy, and she actually creates millionaires. From a Nebraskan farm to the millionaire maker, please welcome Laurel Langmaier to the show.
Thank you. It's Laurel.
Good to be here, Barbara. Thank you so much. I managed to squeeze her in on her very tight trip to Sydney, so it's amazing to have you here.
Thank you.
So I just want to start the show. I mean, you've got such an interesting background story in your millionaire journey and your entrepreneur journey. Right. Can you just give us like the short and quick... How did you go from a farm girl in Nebraska?
With no conversation about money.
No.
Like, no understanding about money. In fact, you know, when I was in The Secret, I said, you know, we would just have this negative conversation about you work hard, work hard, work hard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had like 2 minutes in The Secret where I said, you know, money comes easily and frequently.
Right? Yeah, I know that. And I love your views on the whole, and we'll talk about that, on manifesting money. I mean, there's more to it than just
it's way
dreaming
more than
it up,
manifesting,
you know?
Because you have to have the right action. So so from there, at 17, I was given the book Think and Grow Rich, which was completely life-changing and probably one of those first reads. It was like, oh my gosh, something resonates with how
I think. Who gave
you
that book?
Dennis Waitley.
You were
a friend.
Yes.
Last at 17.
Yeah.
And then I started my first business. I mean, young, I had a lot of little businesses, but at 17 was my big formal one. Knew how to make money. Oh man, long journey.
And there's a lot to it. It's more just the beginning. So the book, that was obviously a pivotal moment.
That was a pivotal moment. Yeah. Starting my own company at 17 was a big moment. And then by 21, I had learned to leverage, and I had a personal training business, aerobics instruction business, and I was making up over $500,000, so I knew how to make money. I knew how to leverage other people. I loved selling, because I also believe that selling, serving, when you know that you can help people's lives, you owe it to them to sell hard and serve, because you know you're going to help them.
Absolutely. And all the women out there to hear this.
Oh, I know. Most women.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not
about
making
money. Oh, no. It's the only thing. If you don't want to sell, stay poor. I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And really, selling is about, like I said, serving other people. So after that journey, then I actually went to work for Chevron on a huge contract. I started as a contract, and then I couldn't afford the helicopter insurance. But I was hired to design 272 fitness centers on offshore oil rigs. So it was in this huge male-dominated space, flying around in helicopters and seaplanes.
Yeah.
And then I needed to really get back to my financial love. So I met Kiyosaki in 1996. I was the master distributor of the Cash Flow Game and the Rich Dad Poor Dad organization, one of the original group.
Yeah.
And then just found my own voice in my own work. And it was really this whole manifesting thinking, but really without the right action, you don't get it done. And so that's probably why my work is so different. I teach people how to sequence, do the right thing at the right time, to be millionaires in 3 to 5 years. So I'm not just making millionaires. I'm doing it really fast.
How many millionaires have you created so far?
Thousands.
Thousands, I
thousands,
know.
Thousands.
So this stuff really works.
It really works. I've been doing it 19 years in total.
Yeah.
From when I started with Kiyosaki, I've been doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me, so, I mean, you've created so many millionaires, and you've met billions of people.
Mm.
Some of them have not become millionaires.
Correct.
What is it that... What is the thing that stops people? What's the main...
Themselves.
Yeah.
Themselves and their limitation of thinking they can do it, they're worth it. And then the other part of it is they hang out with each other. You know, what I teach you is...
together.
Yeah, they bitch and moan and, like, you know, things negative. And they won't reach towards millionaires. I mean, I have billionaires that mentor me. And I think the other thing is I don't even understand how someone could not have a coach or a mentor at all times. I mean, the greatest athletes have them, and the greatest business people have them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The average person who kind of wants to get through and get wealthy, I mean, you can read books, but I tell you, the fastest way is you hang out with them. Spend time with millionaires, spend time with us, see how we roll. And I mean,
it changes everything.
You change everything.
Yeah.
And modeling is the fastest behavior change that anybody can do, especially women.
Mm.
So, like, get side by side and run.
Yeah.
And get away from the people who are negative. Just fire them.
I think as well, fire them. I love that. That's the quote of the day. Fire the negative people in your life. You know, I mean, because I've heard you say before, it's one thing to read the book. And, you know, you can read lots of books and people buy lots of books and they can read.
My books are really good.
Your
five New York Times for God's sake.
Your books are really good. They're very good books. But I do agree with you. I think, you know, the fastest way to get somewhere fast is to have a mentor or a coach that can show you the path.
And that has done it. You know, there's a lot of people in this coaching space. I mean, you know, I was just talking to somebody, you know, here we have a show here tonight. You know. It was kind of a millionaire tour last night. I know all of them. None of them are millionaires.
Oh, really?
No, it's really sad.
And there's a lot of good salespeople.
And they're good fakers. Good, you know.
Well, they're trying to make themselves millionaires by selling this concept of
so exhausting. Yeah, yeah. So know what you really want and be only mentored, coached, and take advice from people who really have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and ask the hard questions. You know, get close to them and ask the hard questions.
So let's talk quickly about women. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my area is all about, you know, coaching women into this wealth thing, because I believe that women can be amazing with business, with wealth, with selling, with everything. We're women too, but just they need to grasp hold of it a bit more. And it's that self-belief or there's something. And I was interested to know, what do you see as the differences with women particularly, or when it comes to wealth? They're sort of shunning it a bit, like, I don't want to be...
And there's still a man is a plan. You know, I have a program for women. It's called Wealth Diva. A man is not a plan. Mm. And so there's still this, well, if I go to work, I'm going to create some extra money for the household versus I am the income for the household. Like, I'm a single mom. I became a single mom intentionally. I mean, my son's now 14 and his father wasn't ready to be a dad. So I knew going into the game that I was going to be a single mom. Mm. So, you know, My question for all the women watching is, so what does it cost you to have that life? And mine was $40,000 a month. So here we go, because I'm going to have a nanny. Yeah. I lived on the water in Sausalito, which is just north of San Francisco, most beautiful place.
Yeah.
I travel a lot. And so instead of saying, well, I hope I'm going to make it, or how am I going to do it? It's, I'm going to get a business. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to demand it makes it. Now, the good news with women is that 2/3 of the businesses being created are started by women. But what I notice about most women is that they only shoot for maybe 100,000, quarter million.
Small,
they don't go for the million.
No.
Most men get into business to become, like, to make millions. Mm. You know, so.
Do you think it's this thing with women, like, they're always saying to me, oh, it's not really about the money for me, I want to serve. And I'm going,
but money lets you serve.
So money lets you serve.
It's an excuse to not have it.
Yeah. So they just don't seem to, there's this push-pull with the money thing. But unless we get this money thing right, we're not going to be able to serve
ultimately
at a global level.
Never.
The way we need to.
No, nope, because you can't take care of yourself. And a couple hundred thousand is, it's a great, you know, it's
nice family income, you know.
But it is not going to give you the money to do what you really, really want to do. And then here's what's also interesting, having done this for so long and have such a formula for it and just know how to do it, is like the first 100,000-200,000 is the hardest money you'll ever make, because you're not trained as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And you're struggling, especially the first 100, because you're living on a lot of it. And then you don't have the money to hire the proper web designers and the videographers and the photographers and the copywriters and the accountants. Like, you need to hire a team because you don't know what you're doing. So don't try to figure it all out by yourself. And, you know, it's interesting because men and women try to do it all by themselves. And they're not good at half the things that's required to run a company.
Then you wonder why you fail.
Because you're trying to do everything you were designed to do. So I said, let's get past that six-figure mark. And then the good news is once you get in that 100,000, 200,000 range, a million's right around the corner.
That's
like,
exciting.
I don't do anything else, like, that's... make $1 million in a company. Like, I always say, don't get out of bed for less than 9.
That's the quote of the day. Don't get out of bed. I'm not getting out of bed tomorrow unless there's $1 million on the table. I love it, Laura. Tonight we're going to see it tonight live, but I want you to share with us.
Yeah, you're staying to watch this, aren't
you? Oh, yeah. 100% I am.
I'm live walking you in.
Yeah. So you've got a formula for success.
Can you share it with us? Can you share your steps with us?
Absolutely.
So there's a lot to it, so I'll kind of give you the shortcut.
Just give us
version.
The, yeah.
So first of all, do what you already know how to do, because we're occupationally trained to do something, and you have a skill set. So what I find about most entrepreneurs are wandering around trying to find the thing. You already know
the next rich quick thing.
And the stuff with mine is, I mean, mine's just the same way you get rich is how you always get rich for centuries. I mean, there's no, like, newfangled thing that I teach. I just teach it in the right order. So you make a lot of money through an entrepreneurial venture. So do what you know how to do. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do it through corporate structure. You have to be incorporated. Sole traders, sole proprietors never make it.
Yeah.
They make it just a little bit and they overpay taxes. So I say corporations make the money, individuals get taxed. So make all your money inside the company and make it a proper company.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to learn to invest. And that's probably the biggest scary piece for most people.
Yeah.
And the only reason it's scary is they don't know how. So I say, when you need to learn in, and like, you need to lean in and learn how you're going to invest your money. So once you make it, you keep it, you invest it. I mean, we are doing so much right now. I mean, I have over 72 companies. Kevin Harrington is one of my original partners. He was on the Shark Tank. And we just did 8 companies in the last maybe 8-10 weeks. So you were acquiring companies at warp speed. We're helping people raise capital because that's really where the game's played.
You know what I love about when you talk about this? It's fun. And I've heard you say this before.
So much fun.
Like, making money is a lot of fun.
Well, and learning how to
and
do it.
And learning how to do it is a lot
of fun. It's creative.
It's creative. It's a lot of fun. And I think a lot of people see it as a lot of hard work, a lot of overwhelm,
well, so they don't
stress.
Know anything.
Because they don't know anything. So
then I just say keep a job and stay broke. Or learn.
Or learn, yeah, and enjoy the ride of learning.
And you're going to enjoy it if you're around the people who love to do it. I mean, I love business. You know,
yeah.
my family from Nebraska, they're so worried about me because I'm not employed. And,
oh, yeah, 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 you don't have a job.
Right. Thank God.
And you're a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you know, I reckon you're unemployable.
And I don't have a husband. You know, the whole thing's a miserable
yeah.
failure.
Yeah, I know. The definitions of women.
Oh, my gosh. So, and just as mothers, I mean, there's a whole yeah. body of work I need to do around mothering. Because I take my kids all over the world. My kids have the most amazing passport.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, how do you afford it? Well, first of all, we don't do it on vacations. We put business around all of it. So I was with Branson, like, last year speaking in South Africa. So we put a safari around it, took my kids. And, you know,
right.
So, yeah, we went to London, then went down to Zermatt skiing. I mean, so whatever we do, we put business around it. So my kids don't even know what a vacation is. We just do business trips. And we
yeah.
just make money around the world doing what we're doing. And we serve along the way. You know,
yeah.
we do a lot
and
of
And what about schooling for them, then? How do you manage that?
Half and half.
That's
yeah. probably, yes.
See, I like this idea as well. I hate this idea that my kids are going to be in school, so therefore that rules what I'm able to do.
No, you just have to figure it out with the right schools. And so they're, you know, they take a lot of school on the road with
mm-hmm.
them, and we make sure their homework gets done. And you know,
well, they probably learn the more valuable skills anyway.
They do, and they have
great
grades
yeah.
and super smart.
Yeah.
And they're motivated because they see what the world's about.
So what would you say, I mean, there's a lot of people stuck in corporate jobs, right? Bored, you know, tired, lacking energy, all these sorts of things. It's very hard to make that jump, though, to say, even though they're really skilled at what they do,
yeah.
to try to leave the corporate world is a tricky one. Do you see them coming up against
120
that
days, I'll help them.
120
days, you can get out of your job.
Yeah.
So first, I mean, you have to think, what's the skill set you do within that job that you could create as an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
And then look at the different skill sets, look at the different businesses around that skill set, and what could you do? Because somebody else is already making millions doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the difference is, how do you take that occupation and make it an entrepreneurial venture, which serves other people? So I say the definition of an entrepreneur is to serve other people, right? So it's either you're solving problems or meeting needs. So in that, what can you do that also, and then that creates a reason for people to pay you. Like,
yes.
you have to be compensated.
That's the value exchange has to be on.
Has to
yeah.
be. Otherwise, it's not capitalism, and there's no value, and there's no worth.
Yeah.
Right? And so do what you already know. Price it properly. And even if you're just doing it part-time. Like,
yeah.
when I left Chevron, because I had to become an employee, I couldn't afford the helicopter insurance. So I went through a 5-year stint of being employed, and that was, like, just killing my soul. So
I've done that. I've been there, too. Yeah,
it was horrible.
Yeah.
So I became just an executive coach. So I would coach. I mean, I was already working at a very high-level corporate, you know, job. And so I was coaching other executives and found my path out.
Yeah.
And then I started doing financial coaching.
And then at some point, you have to take the jump.
You have to jump. In fact, money's not going to come in large quantities until you commit.
Until you commit, yeah. Because you're one foot in, one foot out.
I would say, you know, my Yes Energy book is Say Yes and Figure It Out.
Yes.
So Say Yes and Figure It Out isn't I'm going to figure it out and then say yes. It doesn't work like that. And that's where most of us are wired. Because you also, you know, people hearing this, especially women hearing this and thinking, oh, man, it's very critical. I'm not critical at all.
Yeah.
You came from an occupational training. Schooling is designed to teach you how to get a good job.
Yeah,
MBA programs, which are massive bad attitudes, I call them,
is
to get
that.
You a big job raise
yeah.
versus a massive bank account. And the only way you learn true entrepreneurialism, ever, and I'm always asked this, is on the street. I just did it.
Hustle. Get out there.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
and I did it with other coaches and mentors. Again, I have never had a year without a coach or a mentor. I think it's the most ridiculous choice to do that.
And people still struggle.
Women will not pay for themselves. Oh,
yeah.
It's some of the best money you'll ever spend.
Absolutely.
Because you have to think in that money you're going to spend. You don't even know the costly errors you're going to have or the amount of connections or hookups that they can get you to.
It's
I mean,
the leverage. You mentioned
leverage
that at the beginning.
Is extraordinary.
Of, yeah. I mean, the word you said at the beginning of the interview was the word leverage, and I really wanted to sort of circle back to that because, I mean, you know, I've come from the financial industry background where leverage is everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the whole game, right? And I always sort of say to people, the whole keys with wealth are you create value and then leverage it.
Yeah.
And then that's wealth, right?
Yep.
So whatever way you're doing it. So I think a lot of people, and you'd see this as well, the solopreneurs, the bit is that they've created value, but they're not leveraging it.
At all.
So leverage is really key, isn't it, in what you teach.
And
as
I mean,
well.
I'm in mentoring and mastermind programs that cost anywhere between $25,000 to $75,000. And I'm there to meet the same people who want the same thing.
Yeah.
you know, and I end up coaching a lot of them, you know, but they also connect me, and it's just, it's who you know.
It opens the doors.
So it's huge, huge.
The networking and the group, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Laurel, so one last question.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're kind of made it.
You're at the
top of your game, right? What's left for Laurel Langham? What's the future?
The next level of leverage. So now, so this summer, I'm bringing people from 7 countries, and I'm going to train them on how to do my work. It's time other people teach it.
Okay.
I've perfected it. You know, I held it like a little baby for a long time. Like, I do this 3-day workshop. You're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's guaranteed to make money in 3 days. And I've done it for 8 years. It is the rockin'est event. It's the only event in the world that you literally will walk out because you've made money.
You've made money.
You're guaranteed to make money.
3 days to cash or something.
It's called 3 days to cash. Yeah. And so I'm now training trainers to do that all over the world.
Yeah.
It's time to release that one and let a lot of people do it because the methodology just works. And then I have this new cool thing that I've been doing. It's called the $100,000 Challenge because I need people past that $100,000. $100,000 is just a painful place. So I guarantee them $100,000 in 365 days, but they have to do everything I say.
That's the thing.
And
I have to do everything you say.
Exact blueprint.
Yeah.
They have to do it, and they have to do it in the order.
Yeah, because
that
really
is where
important.
People screw up. Like, oh, I don't want to. It's like, I think a lot of people look at the blueprint and they'll say, well, it's like a little checklist. Like, I'll do a little of that today, a little of that tomorrow.
Yeah,
no,
it doesn't work
like exact.
That.
And you have to ask for money every day. It is not difficult to find money. It's in your pocket. It needs to be in my pocket. Simple.
Yeah.
So how do I get it out
this
of your
is what I've been as well. Exactly.
I've got to provide you value and I have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so simple.
Yes.
And it is actually as simple as that. I mean, I think...
People
thing
say,
I
I'm so cash poor and I'm in money. I said, how many times you ask for money today? Oh, I didn't. I said, where do you think it's come from?
Yeah, yeah. If you don't ask for it, you're never
going
to get it.
You're just going to
the universe is going, well, you know, clearly you don't really want it. So.
No, you're
going
to sell the couch and...
Yeah, yeah. And do nothing
so
wrong about it.
Get out and go serve... I always say, if you want money, go serve someone's life and ask for the couch.
And that's the bit I actually love that you always say. And it's the bit that appeals to women as well. So all the women out there, you know, you can go out there and serve, like, you know, serve the world as much as you want, but you
must ask
for money in return.
Yeah, and here's how simple money is, right? Barbara, when do you want to start? How do you want to pay? Which credit card would you like to use?
That's it. Yeah, and if people waver and all that and go away, then maybe they're just not your client or they're not, you know. What do you do in that situation? You know the people who go, I don't know.
So do you want to make money or not?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have to start using that one.
Same thing
what I'm
say
doing.
Yes.
So, Laurel, if the viewers want to know more about your amazing work, they want to connect with you and the work that you're doing, where should they go?
So our global company is liveoutloud.com.
Yeah.
But we also have liveoutloudaustralia.com. So
Great.
You can go there, see where I am. I'll be back in July and October and do 3-day workshops. And, you know,
you're all over the world. I mean, you're going to Thailand.
We have offices here.
Yeah.
We have offices here and cool staff and... They get connected to our local community. We have lots and lots of grads. And then, I'm heading up to Thailand with Pat Masidi, who's also Australian.
Oh, Pat,
so we're going to go teach more people.
Teach more. Are you teaching Thai people up there?
No.
Is that a dumb question?
No, they come from all over the world for that one.
For that particular one. Right? I was wondering about that.
And then I'm zooming home.
Then you go.
Because it's our summertime, so I'm going to go.
Do you take a break? Are you going to sit up there?
I'm all the time.
Actually, that's the thing. That's your whole life is a break.
My whole life's fine.
You love what you do.
I love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
People say, you work so hard. And it's
really?
So.
Doesn't everybody want that? Come on. This is why this is
great. Time.
This is why this
and
is
a great way to raise your kids.
Laurel, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm so excited that I got you on the show.
Yeah,
I know it was
too.
A quick interview, but you're going to just provide so much value to the people watching.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing we could do, if they're interested, they can, we can create a little link, and I'll give them, I have what's called the Millionaire Roadmap. How about we just give everybody
a
free one?
I'll get the link afterwards.
Get a link.
If you're watching right now, the link should be just showing up right now.
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
Good.
Thanks very
much,
Laurel. And thank you for joining again for another week. I will see you next week for more Feminine Wealth TV.